Welcome to Feminine Sexual Healing. If you're an intelligent woman who's interested in the leading edge of personal growth, tune in to this podcast to learn how to attract healthy, fulfilling relationships, how to have more passion, health, and vitality than ever before, and how to receive incredible abundance in your life through the power of sexual healing. I'm your host, Amrita Grace, and I'm the award-winning, best-selling author of Reclaiming Aphrodite, The Journey to Sexual Wholeness.
Today, we have a very special podcast because this is my first podcast where I'm welcoming a guest. And I'm so excited to introduce her to you. I am going to share her bio with you. Her name is Junie Moon, and she is the love coach. She teaches women in midlife how to magnetize their ideal partner and experience next level love. Using her unique heart-centered dating strategies, coupled with some powerful mindset tools that helped her magnetize the love of her own life, women learn to embrace this precious stage of life with confidence, playfulness, and ease. Junie's an award-winning international speaker, best-selling author of Loving the Whole Package, Shed the Shame, and Live Life Out Loud, director and producer of the film Shed the Shame, host of the podcast Midlife Love Out Loud, and a certified shadow work facilitator. Junie, welcome to Feminine Sexual Healing.
Love it. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you and really, really fun to have a guest for the first time. So I'd love to start by asking you to share briefly a synopsis of your own story and how it brought you to your work.
Yeah. So like everybody, I've had a life and a lot of experiences that shaped me and made me who I am. And a lot of what happened in my life shaped me in a way that squashed my life force, squashed the truth of who I was. Found myself in a 20-year marriage and walking on eggshells, afraid to really speak my truth and share my truth and ask for my needs to get met. And I micromanaged everything. And, you know, I came to a point where I was 200 pounds and I was miserable and I thought I had a weight problem and I realized there was way more to it. And so long story short there, I started reading a lot of books and doing a lot of workshops and the marriage did not last. And I read a whole bunch of dating books and I did a lot of more workshops and I went out into the world thinking, I'm going to get the next best guy. I'm ready. And I fell back in the rabbit hole with the same friggin' guy, not my ex-husband, but the same kind of guy. And it was heartbreaking because I really thought I'd come so far with everything I knew, but I realized I had a contract with calling in this type of man. And it was time to break the contract. And I dug deep into the work that I do now, the shadow work. I had found this body of work. It had transformed my life. It helped me get rid of the weight. And then it really helped me get to that final core wounding that had me falling back in those same patterns. Because that's what happened with this new guy. I was walking on eggshells again. I was afraid to speak my truth. I was afraid to trigger him, you know, and then it really sucked and it was painful. And so I got out of that and I really dug in deeply. I did the transformational work and the rest is kind of history. I have this really great guy now. I do speak my truth. Sometimes it can cause a little bit of challenge, but at the end of the day, it's worth speaking my truth instead of squashing it. And because I was able to change my life, because I have such a magnificent life of being living full out loud, I help other women do the same.
Oh, I love it. What a great story. And isn't that just the ultimate happy ending to end up with the love of your life? Yeah. I have a similar story and I'll tell you, it is so worth doing the work. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. I so appreciate you for what you're bringing forward and the work that you're doing for women. It's so needed.
Thank you. And the love of my life is me more than anything. Because that's absolutely. The thing is, it's like, if I didn't have a better relationship and a healthy relationship, I would still be abandoning myself. And I put a stake in the ground for me. And that's what I help women do is really discover who they are now, what's most important. And then I give them great dating tips and skills so that they could actually have success in love.
Beautiful. Because that's really where it's at. Without that self-love, we've got nothing.
You got it. You got it.
Nothing in relationships. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you mentioned shadow work, and this is such a great body of work. I'm actually familiar with it.
Ah.
This specific registered trademark body of shadow work.
Oh, that's so unusual because most people go, oh, I know shadow work. And a lot of people drop that, but there is a very specific body of work. Oh, how cool that you know about it. Yay.
Yes, absolutely. I know the people behind the scenes too. There's so much shadow material that emerges in relationships. It almost like it being in a relationship accelerates the shadows to emerge both for ourselves and for our partners.
Yeah.
And that can tend to lead to things like sabotage. And why do you think it is that people who want love sabotage themselves?
Yeah, huge question of the day. If we really want something, why do we get in our own way? Why do we trip ourselves up? And that comes back to the programming, that the conditioning from our experiences in our life, like going back to why was I 200 pounds? Why was I eating so much food? I knew better, but why was I doing that? And so, you know, we always hear that, you know, we do things to make ourselves comfortable and we protect ourselves. And that's kind of what it's about. We learned at a very young age, and this is how the shadow develops. We've learned at a very young age from witnessing bad behavior, shadowy behavior, or people giving us messages saying how you should be or shouldn't be. We take that all in, we're sponges, and we make decisions on what's safe and what's not, how to be and what's not acceptable, what's not good behavior, because we want to fit in and we want to be loved and we want to feel safe. And so if we had an experience in the past that was painful, like a heartbreak or a parent hitting us when we thought we were just sharing our artwork or whatever it is, we got these messages that we can't be that way. We can't open up our hearts because somebody will betray us. We can't ask, hey, mom, can I have some money? And then be shamed for asking it. All these experiences have us go, ooh, I better not express myself. I better not express my anger or my vulnerability or my creativity, whatever it is. And so we take all of that vital, precious energy and we say in shadow work, we throw it in shadow. Let's not look at it. Let's just make believe it's not there. I'm just going to be really a good girl so I don't get in trouble with mom or dad or my religion or my teacher. And then that sets us up for the sabotage because what happens is we have what we call a risk manager on board. This part of us that's going, better not do that because then you're going to have pain. And then it whips up strategies like overeating, oversexting, overworking, whatever it is. And then we sabotage our life as in a way to keep us from behaving in the way that the risk manager thinks is dangerous. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. I love that concept of the risk manager.
Yeah.
The one
that
makes sure that we don't go beyond the line that it's set for us to keep us safe.
Right. Because if we had been shamed or we had been abused in some way, that risk manager is going to be on high alert. For example, when I was a kid, I was bullied. And by the time I got to high school, I couldn't even raise my hands in class. I was terrified of being seen, terrified of being mocked. That was my risk manager going with the inner critic going, you have nothing to say. You don't have the answer. Like all that inner dialogue. And then my heart would be beating and I'd be sweating. My risk manager made it impossible for me to show up because the risk was humiliation and feeling horrible about myself. So one can say I sabotaged myself in high school. I didn't go out for the plays. I didn't go out for student council. I kept myself back. I held myself back and I sabotaged some of the things I really wanted to do, but it was in the name of staying safe. So we sabotage to stay safe. It's just as we get older, especially when we're over 40 and 50, we realize there's a high price that we're paying now for staying safe. And there's a new way of being because we're older and wiser.
And I want to throw in that this is mostly unconscious. It's not like we know we're doing this. It's only when we start asking the questions, hey, what's happening here? How come everything just keeps repeating itself over and over? That it can start to become conscious.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that because that is the key. And if it's in shadow, if you think about it, the shadow's behind you, you've disconnected to it. You sometimes don't even have access to it and don't even know it's there. And that's why it's so important to have a shadow worker or a guide or a mentor to be able to shine the light and say, okay, now you understand that you're sabotaging. Let's really get beyond the conscious mind with certain skill sets, different processes, which is what we do in shadow work, to help you really access that energy in a healthy way, not in a shadowy way. Because that's the thing. It's like we might have discovered that anger is dangerous and bad and hurts people. We might have witnessed it. We might have experienced it. So why would we want to take back that shadow of anger? Well, we threw the baby out with the bathwater. It's like healthy anger is the ability to set boundaries and to be able to say, you know what? This is not okay for me. This is a no, or this is a yes. A lot of times we can't figure out the unconscious realm because it's unconscious and we need help.
Right. Hence the word un.
Yes, we need to shine a light on that lovely 95% of our brain that's running our life.
Yes. And sometimes things come out sideways when that happens.
That's what I say. That's how I say it. It comes out sideways.
Yep. So yeah, I'm interested in hearing more about love shadows.
Yeah.
What are they and why is it important to know what they are?
If we want to have healthy love, if we want to show up fully and be able to give and receive and have intimacy, we need to have access to all of who we are as much as we can, because it's all in here. We're not broken. We haven't lost anything. We've just lost access. We've gone to sleep in certain ways and packaged parts of us up and put it away. And so in shadow work, we see there's four main archetypal energies, four main energies, and each one has a big role to play in love. We have these woundings because of our life. And so it trips us up a little bit in these four categories. And when I work with people, we'll identify which love shadow is the bigger one of the four. End of the day, we have a little bit of each. So for example, the magician energy. If the magician energy, which is the part that helps us look and see and stay safe and make sure that everything's in order, if we've been shamed, if we've been, really hurt and we have a belief that we're bad or something's wrong, then that can go into shadow and that love shadow will keep us from revealing our true nature. It will hold us back and create a lot of the sabotaging behavior. The risk manager works for the magician. If we have a love shadow in the magician realm, we're on high alert. And if we're on high alert and we're going out dating or we're in a relationship, we're not going to be comfortable and we're not going to be able to connect in the way that we want. We are blocked and we have a fortress around our heart. So that's one love shadow. The other love shadow is the sovereign energy, the part of us where our self-worth lives. And so if we feel like we're not good enough, if we feel like we don't have worth and we don't feel like we really deserve to have a great life, then that's in shadow and that's going to show up in our relationships. We won't be able to rise up into our dreams and our passions. We're going to hold ourselves back in that way because we don't think we matter in that way, that we really deserve it. And so we need to build that up. We need to raise the volume of that self-worth and deservingness. The other one is the lover shadow. The lover shadow is, again, it's about connection and receiving. It is about bonding. And so if we've learned somewhere along the way that it's not safe to connect, a little different than the magician, magician's on high alert and is picking up strategies, stepping back and figuring stuff out, the lover shuts down our heart. The lover archetype will keep us from receiving and opening up and being vulnerable. And so if we have that in full blast, that's going to affect our intimacy and our ability to really connect beautifully with another. And that's where a lot of sexual challenge comes from, because to be intimate with somebody, if we have been hurt in that realm and we have a big love shadow in the lover realm, people can really feel that, hey, I'm trying to connect, but you're not letting me in. You're not receiving. And then the last one's the warrior. And that the warrior love shadow is the ability to set those boundaries without being afraid of offending or getting into conflict. The warrior needs to be able to go, hey, I'm taking a stand for myself. This might be a little challenging. My partner and I, we go into some things that are uncomfortable sometimes, but I'm going to speak my truth and stand my ground in the healthiest way I can. If there is a love shadow out of whack there, we become a doormat. We don't speak up. We don't get our needs met. and we give away our power. So those are that's a quick overview of the four love shadows and how they can impact our relationships and our ability to really move forward in this next chapter in all realms, not even just the love realm, but all realms of what you want to create for this time in your life.
Oh, amazing. That was a very good synopsis. And I appreciated kind of getting familiar with those archetypes again. How on earth can we know when we have these shadows?
Well, what's not working? Just what's not working? Oh, I really want to have great sex, but the lights have to be off. A certain scenario has to be set. And I have to just hold my breath because I'm so scared. You know, it's like, okay, that's not enjoyable. There's a shadow lurking there. There's some wounding lurking there. Oh, I want to speak up, but my stomach gets in knots and I just let it go. I let it go. And then I get angry because I'm not being heard and I'm not being seen. So the question to ask is, what do you want? What kind of life do you want? What kind of partner do you want? How do you want to feel? And what's happening? And then a shadow worker can help you see what you've lost access to. If you're feeling inadequate, not good enough, then you've had self-esteem put into shadow. If you feel like you can't be vulnerable and you have the fortress around your heart, you might have lost access to vulnerability. And so the way to know what's going on is to really go, what is not feeling right? And how do I want to be different? And that's the first step is awareness.
It is always the first step, awareness. Before I started my healing path, there was a lot stacked up in me for a lot of years that I wasn't dealing with. And what would happen is I would go into these crying jags and I would have no idea why. And that was what eventually led me towards getting help and started me down that healing path. So really, I think for people who don't even really have awareness of what they want or what's not working in their lives in a fully conscious way, notice your emotions. Notice how you feel. And if you don't feel good or happy or good about your situation, then that is worth investigating.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times when I speak to people, you know, a lot of people reach out to me and want help. And I'll say, what is it that you want? What are you calling in? And a lot of times people don't know. They're so blocked that they can't even envision what would bring them joy. And that's that risk manager thinking, you know what? I'm going to hold you back and not even have you dream what's possible. Because if you actually know what you want, you actually might go for it. And that's really scary. And so that's the thing is there's so much fear going on that it keeps us from moving forward. It keeps us from expressing. It keeps us from dreaming. And so it is the first step is what's not working? How am I feeling? And again, I really stand strong in that you need support. I didn't do this alone. I didn't break my contract with my relationship patterns, and I'm still working it. And I still invest time and money to be able to break these patterns. You know, I had this client, real quick story, that came to me early 50s, just so successful, such a great personality, amazing woman, but she had never had a long-term relationship. And she didn't understand why she would sabotage over and over her relationship. And I'll just keep it brief. But what happened was we started doing the shadow work and she had this huge shift, this huge awareness about the beliefs she picked up from her parents way back when. And she could connect what she learned, how she felt, why she was so scared. And once we shifted her, she, within a few weeks, actually met her partner. She's been with him for 2 years now. Somebody she had met years before, but they hadn't connected. They looked at each other, but it wasn't there. But now she was able to see him with new eyes because she didn't have that shadow lurking and keeping her back. That risk manager was ready to let her move forward. So she needed that help and now she's thrilled. And I needed that help. And that's why I do what I do because we don't do this journey alone. If we're smart enough, we reach out and we get the support for people that have been in the trenches, has the flashlight and knows how to get out.
Yeah, it's not possible to do it alone. And plus there's that feeling of isolation. I'm the only one experiencing this. And that is never, ever true. We've got to have support. We've got to have people we're walking the path with, and we've got to have mentors.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
Yeah, so we are not meant to do this alone for sure.
No, absolutely not. So how can we break these painful patterns?
start with, if you can, what is it that you want? And realize or become aware of what's not working. And to ask yourself, and this is a great question, what's risky about change? What's risky about breaking that pattern? What might happen if you do open up your heart? What might happen if you do put yourself online? What might happen if you do keep the lights on? To start that process of asking the question of what's at risk can start to shine the light on why you're so scared and why you might not have access to some vital energy. So if you say, for example, well, if the lights are on, then he might see me naked. Well, what's risky about that? Well, then he might think I'm not as beautiful as I'd like him to think I am. Well, what's risky about that? And you start to drill it down to basically, I'm afraid I'm not going to be loved. Okay. So now we have the beginning of what we're scared of. And then we know, all right, I have some fear of inadequacy or body shame or whatever it is. And then we build from that. And then we reach out, like if it's a sexual healing, we go to people like you. It's like, I'm having resistance and sexual challenges. Well, what's that about? You know, I'm actually starting a workshop tonight. I'm a participant in a 6-month tantra healing journey because I have some challenges I want to open up. And so to start to break the patterns, we need to realize we have a challenge. We need to see how we're getting in our own way and ask ourselves, what's at risk if we take a baby step or a full step forward to change it? Because that's the beginning. We need to flesh that out.
Yeah, that really is the beginning. Recognition and then starting to take those steps, seeking out and getting the right kind of help. And it really is a lifelong process. That certainly is true for me. And I have a feeling we're both kind of workshop junkies.
I totally am, man. You know,
in a good way.
Absolutely. I used to be totally like in a bad way, like how many courses could I do at one time? And I completely believe in expanding, growing, and learning. There's just so many people further down the road in different aspects that I want to learn from and grow from. I want to have the best life possible. And that's the question. What kind of life do you want? And if you're holding yourself back, one of the things in shadow work is we take the shame off of why you hold yourself back. Because sometimes we beat ourselves up and then we beat ourselves up for beating ourselves up. And it's just this vicious cycle. And when we can realize, wow, I've been holding myself back because I'm scared of loss or shame. I'm afraid. I'm just afraid. You know, and we can go, okay, this is me protecting myself. I've done the best I can. And now what? Because what happens is a lot of the old strategies, like keeping my hand down in high school, not doing the oral reports for extra credit because I didn't want to be in front of the class, that worked for me in high school, right? It got me through. I don't know if I would have gotten through if I kept going, well, I'm just going to keep being me. I would have been demolished, you know? So that strategy in high school worked for me, but it didn't work for me as an adult. We need to really get clear about what we're doing and the price we're paying because of the strategy and what might happen if we actually go forward with a new strategy.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And really, I even want to lift the shame off of the strategies that we used. And you mentioned this, but I'm just going to highlight this a little bit, especially as children, the ways in which we kept ourselves safe that tend to come with us into adulthood, but that served us so, so well as kids. Really, really important to not bring shame over those or to be embarrassed by them or to beat yourself up about them, because they were absolutely critical to keep us alive in some cases.
You got it.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, little kids, you know, were vulnerable. And sometimes they go, oh, well, it really happened only when I was, a teenager. Vulnerable. We did the best we could. And as children, we needed our parents. We see them as gods. We soaked up whatever they had to say because we needed to survive. We were wired for survival. And if we didn't, we would have gotten really hurt and maybe not have been able to get to this point in our life because of it. So thank you for bringing that up because that's what it's about. It's about going, hey, sister, you are the way you are because of your life. And now, do you want to be a victim to your life circumstances, or you want to take the bull by the horn and do the healing work?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's such an incredible payoff for doing the healing work. And I can tell just by sharing this time and space with you, you have a lot of vitality. And I do too. It's because we have freed up our life force energy through the healing work that we've done. I mean, I'm 58 years old and I feel like I'm 40.
I'm 57, but I don't feel that in my heart and my spirit, my my hips, however, I'm like, what the heck? more yoga.
Yeah, exactly. But to have that, the health, the vitality, the great relationship at our age and our 50s and beyond, it's really a testament to the work that we've done and to what is possible for all people.
Yes, there's a freedom to be able to be you and love it. There's a freedom. And that's why my podcast is named Midlife Love Out Loud. And my book's subtitle is Shed the Shame and Live Out Loud. It is about releasing the crap so that we really can spread our wings and love it. Just relax into it and soar. And we can't if we're tethered down and pulled back and shut down from past stuff. So the healing really is the ticket to an amazing life.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That encapsulates the whole thing. The healing is the ticket to a better life.
Mm.
So is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up?
I'm just going to say, no matter what age you are, no matter how broken you feel, no matter how challenged things feel, and no matter what's going on, I promise healing is possible. I could never have thought I would be where I am today. And I see it with my clients all the time. So give yourself that pat on the back for getting to this point and to not give up on having the best life ever. That's, to me, that's my final message to this beautiful sister that's listening, you know, to be able to say healing is possible and to trust that there might be something you don't know. And I promise you there is, because you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And to keep going, because life is meant to be lived fully and love is your divine birthright. And that's the last thing I'll say.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful way to bring it to a close. And just to summarize everything that you've talked about here, I feel a lot of alignment with what you're speaking, with what you're doing. And so grateful that we've had this opportunity to share space. So you have a free gift to offer my audience, and I would love for you to share about it.
Thank you. And so it's a workbook. It's an ebook/workbook that literally will take you step by step in the process that I was sharing before about the risk manager, because we need that risk manager to realize you're an adult, not that child anymore. The risk manager needs to see the strategies aren't working the way they used to. And so we need to update the risk manager. So it's an ebook called Find Fabulous Love After 40. 10 steps to unleash your soul purpose, or how to tame your inner critic. Yeah, how to tame your inner critic and embrace next level love. I always forget all the titles, but bottom line is I take you step by step in this process. And it's a really powerful process to help you do exactly what you've been asking me this whole time, which is how do you break the pattern? And it really shines a light on the pattern and next steps to start to shift and heal.
Oh, Junie, that sounds really, really powerful and incredibly generous offering. And I would really just encourage you, if you're listening and you've resonated with these words, to go grab that free gift. I'll put the link in the show notes and actually take some time with it, because this is really one of the pieces about healing. In our busy, busy lives, we've got to carve out time for it and we've got to make commitments to it. Otherwise, it just gets to be part of the whole multitasking thing, and that doesn't really serve us. It won't do the trick.
Yep. And in the ebook, that even can be addressed. You know, it's like, I don't have the time. I'm so spread out. I'm so overwhelmed. I love you that you said that. I actually think that might even be in the first paragraph, which is take the time, block out 20 minutes, a half hour, give yourself solid time to be in it, to learn from it and to heal, because that half hour or whatever you choose to take will be magnified in all other realms, because you've fed yourself and have given yourself the opportunity to heal.
Oh, amazing. Yes. I think this is probably the most critical point in the whole thing, because we can't start on a healing path. We can't do the work without carving out the time and making the commitment. It's very, very worthwhile to do so. And it gets easier as you go on, I promise. And things get lighter. Life gets lighter. Our bodies get lighter, yep. Obviously, for you. And our emotional bodies get lighter. And there's so much to be said for that when we're not bringing a ton of baggage into all of our relationships.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, I always say we need to get rid of all the big luggage and just bring a carry-on to our next relationship.
Not the U-Haul. I love that. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for being my first guest on the Feminine Sexual Healing Podcast. I really appreciate you and am delighted to connect with you. And look forward to potentially being a guest on your podcast somewhere down the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and such great work that you're doing. So beautiful to be part of it.
Thank you for listening. Please visit our website at sacredfeminineschool.com for lots of great resources and information about how to enjoy a lifetime of passion, vitality, and fulfilling relationships. Be sure to subscribe to Feminine Sexual Healing with Amrita Grace to get notified of new episodes. Until next time, remember that sexual healing is the fast track to feminine power and embodiment.